Living Out Loud with One Republic, 100.7 WHUD. Good Monday morning to you. It's 8:46.
All right, he was Carlton on The Fresh Prince. He won Dancing with the Stars not too long ago. And Alfonso Ribeiro now hosts the America's Funniest Videos and Unwrapped 2.0, which has its season finale tonight.
You're going to get the lowdown on all of the very cool treats that we have. We've got, you know, the sweet messages that are printed on the Neckos, classic sweethearts, and you'll also find out about, you know, their caramelized onion, also See's candy, you know, their pink fondant bonbons. So there's a lot of cool stuff, and it'll be a fun episode. You know, what I love most about our show is that, you know, you get to really see how things, you know, go all the way from ingredients all the way to packaging, and you get to really kind of get into it, and it's cool. It's a fun show for people to watch, and I think, you know, this is our season finale, and it'll be a fun one.
Oh, season finale. You sing, you dance, you act, you cook. What's coming up next for you?
Well, you know, obviously we're hoping that we, you know, get a pickup here on Unwrapped 2.0. You know, we're back on the cooking channel, and so we're excited about that. And then obviously I'm doing America's Funniest Home Videos. And so that's been, you know, successful for us, and the ratings have been great. And, you know, I think it's been a tough year for us up against football. Football's been pretty strong this year. So, you know, once, you know, Sunday's game is over, we're back in action. Monday is the start. You know, you got Unwrapped 2.0, and then at the end of the week, you know, we've got AFE.
And we want to know, since Love is in the Air is the episode we're going to watch tonight, what are you doing for Valentine's Day?
I'm actually playing in the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am this week, so I'm going to be actually traveling back from Monterey on that night. But I'll be with my wife and my kids, the whole family. We'll probably have to set up an actual Valentine's Day a day later. So we'll probably do a Monday night Valentine's Day.
Excellent. Enjoy the golf.
Well, it should be good. You know, it's going to be fun. I think I got a really cool pairing, and we'll hopefully make the cut on the Sunday. But we'll, you know, regardless, it's three great golf courses, great time of year. So it'll be fun.
Was that the one last year where Justin Timberlake egged you on to do the Carlton with him on the green?
No, that was the one of the American Century up in Lake Tahoe. So this one, this is the one in Pebble Beach. So, you know, there might be some Timberlake Ribeiro, you know, we might have to bring it back again.
That was fun to watch. So your wife is used to this, that maybe you don't get to celebrate right on Valentine's Day, but with your schedule, certainly there's going to be a day for romance.
Well, you know, that's kind of part of what happens, I guess, you know, in this industry. If there's something going on, you know, I've got an appearance later that night. So, you know, I always say to her, you know, I'll show her how much they're going to pay me to do something. Hey, is this worth Valentine's dinner? So, okay, you go ahead and do that, and we'll have a really nice dinner the next night.
We'll look for Love is in the Air, the final episode of this season on Unwrapped tonight on the Cooking Channel. We wish you a renewal and all the best for the rest of the year.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
All right, Alfonso Ribeiro. Yeah, his wife understands.
Every day is Valentine's Day.